Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of having a right mental attitude. If you have a right mental attitude, you're a believer, and you know that all things are possible to me because I'm a believer. You know that God's for you, and who can be against you? You know that He's freely given you all things, and you're confident of the work that He's doing in you because you are His workmanship, and you will not cast away your confidence. You know you're born of God, you overcome the world, and the victory that overcomes the world is your faith. God's given you the faith of God, and you know you have faith, and you can speak to that mountain, and you apply your faith against that mountain to be removed, and you can pray a prayer of faith, believing you receive, and you know that promise of God is coming to pass. You have set your mind in the right mental attitude. I will not fear. I will not be discouraged. I know the Lord's the strength of my life, and I know that no weapon formed against me can prosper. I will always humble myself under the mighty hand of God. I cast every care, worry, and anxiety and trouble upon the Lord. I'll not be concerned about anything because He cares for me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I will always rejoice in the Lord, and I will keep my mind thinking on good things. I'm going to cast down those mental reasonings and imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And I'm taking aim at the things that are not seen. I'm not moved by what I see. I have power and authority over the devil. I know that even though he seeks whom he may devour, I can resist him steadfast, and he will flee from me because I have the right mental attitude that I'm fighting the good fight of faith, and I'm overcoming, and I'm laying hold upon eternal life because I war a good warfare, and I will endure hardness as a good soldier in Christ. I know that whatever I sow to the Spirit, I'm going to reap life everlasting, and I will not be weary in well-doing. I know that whatever I'm sowing, I'm going to reap as long as I don't faint, because I got a faithful high priest. I know that Jesus is going to establish me and keep me from evil. He shows me the way out of temptation, and He'll even keep me from temptation if I'll learn to watch and pray. And I have the faith of God, and I can speak into being the promises of God in my life. I'm calling those things that are not happening as happening in my life. And against any confident expectancy, I believe in hope or the confident expectancy of the Word of God. I'm not weak in faith because I don't consider the natural. I don't consider what I see or what my body says or what the natural circumstance brings to me. I'm not staggering at the promise of God through any unbelief. I'm strong in faith. I'm giving glory to God. I'm fully persuaded that what God has promised He's able to perform. And I'm bringing up a good report at all times. I'm never going to speak a negative report. I know that I'm well able to go in and possess it by God's power. I'm well able to possess the promises of God and overcome the enemies in my life. I will not believe the things that I see as far as letting that affect my attitude. I know that if I'm moved by what I see, I'll be moved by negatives and think of these the problems as giants in my life, but I know that I am an overcomer. I never will think of myself as a grasshopper or believe that the enemy thinks I'm a grasshopper. I don't have a grasshopper mentality. I have an overcoming mentality, praise God. And I know that when I've confessed my sin, I've been cleansed, I've been forgiven, I've been cleansed from all the unrighteousness. God remembers my sins and iniquities no more. I'm not about to let the devil harass me with guilt, condemnation, or feeling unworthy. And I know there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. I'm walking in His ways. I will not allow any guilt or condemnation to come at me. I resist it in the name of Jesus. And I'm taking heed so there's never any evil heart of unbelief in me. I'm going to not be troubled about anything or be afraid. I'm keeping my eyes upon the Lord. He keeps me in perfect peace when my mind is stayed upon Him. I know that I've been risen with Christ, and I'm setting my affection on things or my mind on things above, not on the earth. I'm dead. My life is hid with Christ and God, and praise God, I'm doing what He wants me to do. I'm an ambassador for Christ, and I'm doing what He has called me to do in this earth. And as I minister to people, I'm a servant of the Lord, and I will never get into strife, but I will be gentle. I will teach people. I'll be long-suffering. And in meekness, I will instruct people with the Word of God, giving them the Word so that they can come to the place of repentance by acknowledging the Word, and then they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. I refuse to let any envy or strife be in my life. It gives place to the devil. Instead, I'm going to continually offer up a sacrifice of praise throughout my day. I'm going to be giving thanks unto Him, and I'm going to be walking in the ways of faith, abounding with thanksgiving, continually thanking God for performing His Word in my life, because I hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord my God. I continually speak forth and do His Word. I am a doer of the Word, not a hearer only. Otherwise, I would deceive myself. And that's where we were in the last broadcast. In James 1:22, the Bible says this, "But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." That's the title of this broadcast, Doers of the Word. God wants you to be a doer of the Word, not a hearer only. If you're a hearer only, you're going to be blown away by the enemy. Remember, the Bible says if you're a hearer and not a doer, that then when the storms come against you and they beat vehemently against you, that the fall will be great. But if you are a hearer and a doer of the Word, the storms of life that come against you will have no power. It is essential, it is mandatory that you maintain a right mental attitude that I will be a hearer and a doer of God's Word at all times. The Bible says, "Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Very important. Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, talks about the fact that we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him, which is our reasonable service. If we're going to maintain the attitude that we should have before the Lord, we need to realize that my body is a living sacrifice. I'm denying myself, and I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice unto the Lord, which is holy, and that's my reasonable service unto Him. And verse 2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." A right mental attitude says, I'm not going to be conformed to this world. I'm not following the ways of the world. I am being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm a hearer and a doer of God's Word. I'm obeying Him, and I'm beginning to think like God thinks because my mind is being transformed. That word transformed is a Greek word metamorpho, which is a word which means to where we get our English word metamorphosis, which is the transference of from one species to another, like the caterpillar becomes the butterfly. And that's exactly what's happening in our life. We are no longer thinking like a carnal worldly man. We are now putting on a spiritual mind, and we are thinking like the Lord. Praise God, we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And you need to always get yourself in the Word. The person who's walking with the Lord with the right mental attitude is going to think, what does the Word say about this situation? What does God's Word say about how I should approach this? What does God's Word say about what I'm thinking? What does God's Word say about how I deal with this situation with this brother or sister? How does the Word direct me in this situation? See, you got to think about what the Word says and get a transformed mind, and you need to be in the Word. The more you hear the Word, you get the Word written in your heart and mind, it will change you and transform you in your life. Another thing that's important for a right mental attitude, 1 Corinthians 6:20 talks about the fact that we've been bought with a price. We're not our own. We belong to Him. We've been bought with a price, and what's the price? It's the blood of Jesus. You must understand that you're not your own, which means it is essential for you to deny yourself. If any man comes after Jesus, he's going to deny himself. He's going to pick up his cross, and he's going to follow the Lord. You must deny yourself. You must turn away from walking in the ways of darkness. You must decide that I'm not going to do what I want. A person who does what I want has not submitted themselves to the Lord. We are to yield to Him and submit unto Him. Deny yourself and realize that you belong to Jesus. You're not your own. The devil's lie is that you're your own person. Just go and do whatever you want to do. Well, in the measure that you do what you want to do shows that you are running the show, and you haven't really made Jesus Christ your Lord, and you really haven't put Him first place in your life. A right mental attitude will constantly be always thinking, I'm not my own. I belong to Jesus. I am a yielded vessel to Him. I'm going to think His thoughts. I'm going to speak His words, and I'm going to do what He directs me to do. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, "If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you're going to be devoured." This is important to realize. A right mental attitude realizes the consequences of disobedience. disobedience is going to cause us to be devoured by the enemy. It gives place to him. My right mental attitude is that I will be willing and I will be obedient. Not just doing things because I have to. It's more than just being obedient. It's being willing and obedient. I will have a willing mind, a willing heart, and I will be obedient to do what God wants me to do. That's very important, that you maintain a willing attitude and an obedient. I will obey what God's Word says. That's why you deny yourself. Instead of doing what I want to do, I'm denying myself, and I'm being obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ and what He tells me to do. Praise God. Another scripture that's important is Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It says, "Give, and it shall be given unto him." Giving is the principle that we need to have working in our life at all times. I will be a giver. I'm going to give out love. I'm going to give out blessing. I'm going to give out good things. I'm going to give out prayer. I'm going to give out compliments to people. I'm going to give out the word to people. I'm going to encourage people. I'm going to be one who builds up one another. Don't be one who's critical. Don't be a fault finder. Don't pick people apart. Don't be a judgmental one. Don't be one who's negative. That's not a right mental attitude. Be one who gives out. Look for ways to give out in every way. Be merciful. Be long-suffering. Be loving towards one another. It is very important that you learn to be a giver in everything that you do. Another thing that's important, you need to realize that Jesus has called you to do the same works that He does. He says, "The works that I do, you shall do also. And greater works are more in quantity. You're going to do them." You're going to do the same works of Jesus. He cast out the demons. He healed the sick. He ministered to the people. And you're going to do the same things He did. We're going to cast out demons, which we do daily. We minister healing to people. And we do the works of God as we are speaking forth His Word and acting on His Word. We lay hands on the sick. We pray the prayer of faith. And we intercede, doing exactly what Jesus did. And He performs His Word in our life. Very important. Another thing that's important is you need to realize that God will always cause you to triumph in all things in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14. And He gives you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. That right attitude is that I am entering into the victory. I can do all things. And He always causes me to triumph. That means there's no failure. I'm not going to fail. I'm going to overcome. And I'm going to be victorious. Now, if you miss it, just confess your sin, turn away from it, and start walking in the right way. But have this continual attitude, I am going to overcome, and I am going to enter into the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Maintain a right mental attitude. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.